This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, Category 10A American Pale Ale. Well, this has been the classic for the style for a long time. And I've judged this before. Unfortunately, when I judged it for a Zymergy column, it was an old bottle. The hops had gone away. I thought they had dumbed it down. Rest assured, when you get it fresher, it's what it ought to be. Just know that it can go off on you. So, freshness matters. Looking at it, it is pale as pale ales go. It's a deep gold color, very clear. Has a fairly large off-white head, definitely a 3 for appearance. Smelling it, big American hop nose, fresh, citrusy, grassy, lots and lots of hops. Not much malt. There's a, I guess they call it a mild malt sweetness underneath. It's not really giving any specialty malt character. Maybe a very soft caramel, but it's very understated. It's just a very clean malt. It's definitely a maltiness. It has like a suggestion of sweetness, but it's not sweet. And it doesn't really have a grainy malt edge. So just a very neutral, clean malt to provide some roundness to the hops that adds a little bit of a sweetness to go with a sort of sharper spiciness of the hops. So that's very good. No esters, very clean, not getting any sort of fermentation byproducts, very neutral. I'll give it an 11. Okay, flavor. It's got a medium-high hop bitterness. It's got a high American hop flavor. It's citrusy and resiny and grassy, fresh. No esters, very clean fermentation profile. It's got the same sort of neutral malt backbone that I mentioned. Maybe just a touch of caramel, very neutral malt, not grainy, not bready or biscuity, not toasty, very, very neutral, just suggestion of sweetness, but the finish is fairly dry. And you wind up with a long, bitter, hoppy aftertaste. So the malt is really stepping out of the way and letting the hops show through. So you definitely want to get this one fresh. You know, fresh and young, so you know, the hops will be at their peak. I'll give it an 18 for flavor. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium body, moderate carbonation. It's fairly smooth. You know, there's bitterness, but it doesn't come off as harshness or astringency, which is good in a highly hopped beer. So I'll give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, definitely a hop-forward beer. It's got a fairly aggressive bitterness. Mild malt is in support of the hops, but it is there. I mean, it's nice to have a beer that's got some body to it. So that all works. Lots of hops throughout. And you get the big American hop nose and flavor and definitely bitterness. So it's good to have this as a classic example for the style. A lot of people can get more creative with newer variety of hops. But, you know, this is the standard by which they're measured. It's the balance, the, you know, aggressive hoppiness, all very good. Give it a 9 overall. So that's a total of 46. Good world-class example of the style. Glad I got a fresh one. So that's the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, Category 10A American Pale Ale.